أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعن الأبدي الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We meet again with Aqaid, and where we reach to Allah erases what he pleases and establishes what he pleases, and with him is the basis of the book. Accordingly, the Imam alayhi salam meant that Almighty Allah's decision in the case of Ismail, the Imam's son, was precedent, so none of Almighty Allah's other decisions were like it. The Lord took back Ismail before his father to tell the people that Ismail would not be the Imam after his father. While circumstances led them to believe that Ismail, the Imam's eldest son, would be the next Imam. That's what we call it, dear brothers and sisters, bid'ah. That's what we call it, bid'ah. In Arabic, bid'ah, it means, for example, if you like to go to meet a friend, okay, then in the middle of the way you said, what, okay, I change my mind, then I go and meet another friend, or I go and meet see my mother. This is what we call it, bid'ah. It is to have or to decide something, then you change your mind and decide something else completely different from the first one. This has happened with human beings, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not happened like that. Yes, we say it is bid'ah, but it is not like what had happened with people, with the human beings. It happened with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he saw what? When he saw the needs of the people, if the needs of the people, it is good for them to see this thing or to do this thing, Allah will made it. And if he see it is good for them to do another thing, Allah will made it. So bid'ah with Allah, it is completely different. Maybe somebody will object, why Allah doesn't know that from the beginning? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وعنده أم الكتاب وعنده أم الكتاب وعنده all the knowledge, that he knows everything. He knows from the beginning of our life until the doomsday. More than that, Allah knows. But the circumstances, the situations of the people changed from time to time. For that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing which is best for people. Similar to the meaning of bid'ah is the abrogation. Okay? Abrogation of previous religious laws by the new code of law brought by our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And even the abrogation of some laws brought by the Holy Prophet salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi himself, of a previous religious laws, by the new code of law brought by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and even the abrogation of some laws brought by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself. You see, dear brothers and sisters, once when it was at the beginning of Islam, we noticed that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, or he prevented Muslims from visiting what? The cemetery. From visiting the cemetery. Yes. مَنَعَهُمْ مِنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ. Then he came and allowed them and gave them what? A permission to go and visit cemetery. Why? He said, أَلَا كُنْتُ قَدْ مَنَعْتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ أَلَا فَزُورُوهَا. Then I was prevented you from visiting the cemeteries, but now go and visit. Why? Because it was at the beginning of Islam, and the people, atheists, the newer Muslims, still they have the habits of mushrikeen. And maybe when they went to the cemeteries, they do the habits of mushrikeen. Then after the time is passing and they knew how the Islam are, what are the laws of Islam and what they can do, then the Prophet allowed them to go to the cemeteries to take what? To take ibrah, to take advice from the death people, and that the life will never continue and nobody will be immortal or infinity in this life. Now, if it is clear to you, brothers and sisters, now we move to another topic, which is laws of religion, ahkam al-deen. We believe that Almighty Allah has enacted His laws, including religious duties, forbidden things, and laws concerning other aspects of life, and made them compatible with the interest of His servants. Okay? That is to say, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deemed obligatory those things whose interests are essential and required by the servants, deemed forbidden other things that bring about corruption, and deemed recommended things whose interests are preponderant. The same thing is applicable to other laws of religion. Of course, such variety in laws has been due to Almighty Allah's kindness and mercy to His servants. We notice that all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes according to the abilities of the people, according to their limits. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ordered people to do things more than their ability. So it is necessary that Almighty Allah's laws cover all events. And we notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent all His laws about to cover all the actions of his servants, all the actions of the mu'mins, all the actions of all humanity, in order to give their laws, in order to give their what? Their hukums. So it is necessary that Allah's laws cover all events. Hence, there must be what? A religious law for every incident. All the incident. Brothers and sisters, you see, for example, if we take Ahkam al-Nisa or Ahkam al-Dima al-Thalatha, the rules of the three bloods of the women, we see that even in this private thing, that there are many ahkam, many rules for them, and how they should act when they saw blood. What is the kind of blood which is a prevent prayers, salah, which is kind of blood needs only wudu, and which is kind of blood needs ghusl. You see, all details of your lives, of your life, all the action of you as a male or a female, you found that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave you what? He gave you a law, a hukum. Okay? So, even the way to get to know some of these laws may not be possible for some people. And to have these laws, to have these ahkam, it is not easy for, or not possible for some people. Why? For example, now people who speaks not Arabic, maybe different or foreign languages, they are facing difficulties to have their hukum. Yes, if they give some efforts, they take their hukum, they will find their hukum, doesn't matter. But it is not easy all the time, it is not possible all the time. So we also believe that it is implausible, yes, implausible for Almighty Allah to enjoin us to do a thing that brings about corruption, or to warn us against doing a thing that is profitable, yes, to us. However, the followers of certain Muslim sects claim that everything forbidden by Almighty Allah must be what? Evil. Must be what? Evil, and everything that he enjoins must be good. Since deeds possesses neither advantages nor disadvantages in themselves, nor subjective goodness or evilness. In truth, this argument is in violation of rational necessity. So, others have argued that Almighty Allah may do evil as a result, enjoin us to do an act that may bring disadvantage to us, and warn us against doing an act that may achieve prosperity for us. Here, dear brothers and sisters, we found two kinds of people argued that somebody said that the good is all the good from Allah, and all the bad also from Allah, and we have nothing to decide, we have nothing to say, but we are just the tools, we are just instruments doing what Allah wills, what Allah needs. And other say, and we don't have what? Any aim, we don't have anything, we are just like at all. If Allah wants me to hit somebody, I'll go and hit that body. If somebody asks me, why you hit me? I told him, no, it's not me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered me to hit you. So you don't have to what? To punish me or to be frustrated with me. This is first part of the people. Other part of the people, they said, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has nothing. He just created us and he left the earth. And he doesn't have any control on people. People do whatever they like. And Allah can't interfere their actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't control their action. Because he just... sorry. He just created us and he left. So here, brothers and sisters, you saw there are two types of people who argued. Others have argued that Almighty Allah may do evil and as a result enjoin us to do an act. Look, that's funny. That may beg disadvantage to us and warn us against doing an act that may achieve prosperity for us. So how it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing what? Is doing the evil, is doing the bad thing, and what? And we are still have what? Nothing. And then Allah maybe at the doomsday is going to take us where? Is take us to hell. Why? Because we do these bad things or evil actions. As has been previously cited, such false charges carry an awful venture because it is ascribes ignorance and frailty to Almighty Allah. Yes, brothers and sisters, these people, they are ignorant, jahala. Why? Because they don't know the reality of Allah. Yes, even we don't know the reality of Allah, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he told Ya Ali, la ya'rifu Allah illa wa ana wa ant. O Ali, nobody knows Allah except me and you. But when we want to know anything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go to Imam Masum and ask him, and he will answer us. And we never stay like those people who said Allah, he doesn't have the ability to control us, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a fully controlling of us, and we, our minds can't control ourselves. That's bullshit. So yes, as has been previously cited, such false charges carry an awful venture because it ascribes ignorance and frailty to Almighty Allah. Superly exalted is He against such allegations? In summary, regarding the laws of religion, we must believe that Almighty Allah commanded us to carry out certain duties. Yes, commanded us to carry out certain duties and forbade us to do other duties. He commanded us to pray 5 times per day. He commanded us to fast through Ramadan. Okay? And He forbade us to do other things. He forbade us from what? From drinking alcohol. He forbade us from making lies. He forbade us from current people, yes, he did not have a private interest or conveniences to achieve for himself. Rather, these duties bring about advantages to us. And yes, all these duties, what Allah commanded us to do, they brought what? They brought the advantages for us. And all these duties, all these forbid Allah when He forbade us to do something, it is definitely, it is good for us if we not do that thing. So about advantages to us, and these prohibitions save us from inconveniences if we abide by them. It is also meaningless to claim that these does and doesn't do not achieve or in our interests and save us from corruption, because Almighty Allah never commands us to do something in vain. Yes, never Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to do something in vain, useless, without anything good in back, without advantages for us. So as He never forbids us to do something aimlessly. Now, indeed, He is too self-sufficient to need His servants. In summary, regarding the laws of religion, we must believe that when Almighty Allah commanded us to carry out certain duties and forbade us to do other things, He did not have private interest for convenience to achieve for Himself. Rather, these duties bring about advantages to us, and these prohibitions save us from inconveniences of if we abide by them. It is also meaningless to claim that these does Allah, that these does and doesn't do not achieve our interest and save us from what? From corruption. Yes, from corruption. Because Almighty Allah never commands us to do something in vain, as He never forbids us to do something aimlessly. Indeed, He is too self-sufficient to need His servant. So, for that, dear brothers and sisters, we have to notice how we should behave according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, and not to follow others and not to follow bad people. This is all for today, and inshallah we will meet tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad.